Good morning. 6:05 a.m. on Saturday, July the 1st, 2017. I was almost rabbit, because I haven't spoken yet this morning until just a couple minutes ago when I said hello, good morning to one of my neighbors. Guy I used to see every morning because we used to walk at the same time. Like this time, 5:30 in the morning, which is when I got out this morning as well. 5:35, 5:40. I was up at 4:30, had some my obligatory first breakfast, toast and peanut butter. My glucose was good this morning. I forgot to log it. And I decided that I was going to start July with a bit more mindfulness. This morning so far I've actually done work, which is difficult when I wasn't quite awake, but I'm involved in a project where my expertise as a writer is being called, and I'm not allowed to talk. Not allowed to talk about exactly in what way. So yeah, I was doing some work on that project this morning. I need to get some words in Suicide Run today. I have several things I need to accomplish this month. I set up my July spread in my bullet journal last night. And there are several things I need to accomplish. I need to get my passport renewed this month. This is the first month of eligibility for Medicare. I need to get enrolled in Medicare, or at least start the process of enrolling in Medicare. Which means I also need to look at the supplemental Medicare insurance plans and see which, if any of them, will be appropriate. I need to make sure I get dental coverage. Because I still have, most of my own teeth. I'm missing a few here and there. And I need to get the suicide run done. I need to get this taken care of. I'm about 75K away from what I hope is the end. Since my target is always 100,000 words, and I'm about 25,000 words in, gives me about 75,000 more to do, which is only like 8 days. If I can hit my 10K day rate, it's only 20 if I hit 5K, so this is eminently doable. Part of it is the Headspace modules. I'm doing one on motivation. And the motivation one has to do with asking questions. Not necessarily coming up with answers, but paying attention to the emotion behind the answers. So, one of the questions was, what is the most important thing? I don't know if it's the important thing to do. I can't remember now. So it's the first day. It has to do with setting goals. It has to do with setting goals and focusing on the goal. The other question that was that really resonated with me was, how does it make you feel? So when you're doing whatever you're doing, whatever it is you need motivation for, And generally, he's talking about sports, training, and all of the stuff that goes into sports. But writing is sort of it's not exactly an indoor sport, it's a in-head sport. And so the question for the day, that was a couple days ago, was how does it make you feel? When you're engaged in it, when you're really, truly engaged in it, not engaged in it in a critical fashion, not engaged in it in a task-oriented perspective, but engaged in it from the perspective of you're doing it because it's something you like to do. It's not something I have to do because I need the money. It's not something that I have to do because I need to sell the books. It's not something I have to do to satisfy somebody else. It's actually something I want to do. It's something that I enjoy doing. Being in the flow, watching the story evolve. I talk a lot about word count. Word count is just a handy metric. But what I really get excited about is watching the story spool out onto the page, watching the story develop in ways that I might not, no, there's no might about it, in ways I would not have anticipated. Watching the story build up block by block as it goes onto the page. It's flow, it's being in the moment, it's being in the story, it's being that character. It's one of the reasons I like playing EVE Online, because when you play EVE Online, you become, or at least I become, that character. There's a certain meta view, there's a certain step back and take a look at what's going on around you, and being aware of the game mechanics and all the rest of it, but basically it's being that character. It's not necessarily a feature of Minecraft. Minecraft is you are you, and you are doing the things that make sense to you in that circumstance, but it's not the character. It's not really a story. Modern Minecraft in particular, where there's quests involved, and following someone else's story along. So here's July, here's 2 July, here's the first day of what I hope will be a very productive month in terms of getting things done, getting stuff accomplished, being in the moment and enjoying being in the moment. A month where I hope I can put the the identity of being ill, the identity of being afflicted, the diabetic identity, and push that down. It's just one small factor. I think maybe, in spite of being what some would classify as as a blow, and it certainly felt like a blow when it first hit in May. It was like being hit in the head. But here I am, July. I'm a couple of weeks away from my 3-month checkup. I've graduated from the diabetes education program. I understand this condition much better now. I've gotten mostly used to sticking my finger a couple times a day with a needle to get blood to see how I'm doing. This morning was really quite good. It was 130. Say it with me. Blog post. I've lost, well, at this point I've lost over 20 pounds. I've gone down to from 193, which is not, certainly not my high. I've been as high as 225, and I was chunky. Those of you who saw me at BaltCon, might not actually remember what I looked like. And a lot of ways, I always just said to my wife last night, I wish I'd taken a before picture, because I look very different now. I don't know that I've lost enough weight that I could get down to a 32 waist, but 34s are baggy. I was wearing 36s and 38s. And right now, 34s are baggy. I have to wear a belt to keep them from falling off my hips. The extra large t-shirts and pullovers that I have are billowy. The larges are just a little bit baggy. The mediums fit pretty well. And yeah, I have a few mediums. I don't have many, but I have a few. They fit pretty well. The Lowell belly, the Lowell gut, the prosperous Lowell stomach has pretty much disappeared. And it's still sort of lurking in there, but working on core. Just a little bit a day, every day, for the last, I don't know, four or five weeks. When I started, it was hard to do 5 push-ups. Now I rip off 10. Not a big deal. The core muscles have tightened up considerably. I started working with the 2-pound weights, my water bottles, and I think that's helping both with the musculature around my shoulders and back, but because I'm not struggling so hard with my arms, the push-ups have become quite a lot easier. I probably should add another set now that I can actually do them. But the exercise, the work, the effort has shown up in visible ways, in ways that I can see, in ways that other people can see. And that's gratifying. It's perhaps as gratifying as finishing a book. Out for early morning flight. Looks like a crop duster. Sounds like a crop duster. chugging along. So I've been contemplating those two questions. What is it? What's the most important thing to do? What's the most important thing, I guess, toward reaching my goal? And my goal was, one of the challenges here is that I don't really have a goal. The goal that I have is completely arbitrary. It's completely silly. It's just terribly shallow. I'd like to make $1 million a year. Yeah. No, and the answer to that is no, not really. No. I mean, yeah, sure, I'm not gonna, you know, let's be honest here, I'm not gonna turn it down. Should it come to be, but that's not something I'm going to pursue. It's not something that's going to have a very high priority. So, excuse me. Bless me twice. It's not a goal. It can't be a goal. It's not really. If anything, it's a means to an end. It's a way to achieve a sneeze, I guess. It's a way to achieve a level of financial independence that almost nobody I know personally has achieved. Gosh. Killdeers out in the field. Must be something threatening a nest. Oh, there's a killdeer right there running across the street. So, if that's not my goal, what is? I mean, I hope I never have to retire. Because I don't really want to stop writing. I don't really want to stop this process, even though I spend great swaths of time not actually sitting in front of the keyboard. I think one of the things that I would like to do is spend more time there, spend more time working, putting words on pages, telling stories. And so from that perspective, the goal, behavioral goal, is to spend at least a couple of hours a day working on putting words on the page. Even if they're words that I tear out later. So I think one of the takeaways from this motivation exercise is that I've really stopped to think about what my goals are and how they relate to what I've learned about setting goals from diabetes education, which is, yeah, you know, it was good to have a, it was good to have a goal of losing 20 pounds. I really only wanted to lose 13 to begin with, but then I've gotten caught up in it. I'd really like to not be classified as overweight. Before, I was borderline obese. My nose is running off my face and I don't have a tissue. The goal-setting training that we got, which was to establish a behavior. What behavior do you want to do that will let you get to your goal? So for me, it was diet and exercise. For me, it was, I want to not be on medication if possible. Can I control my diabetes through diet and exercise? And maybe I can, maybe I can't. But that maybe I can, maybe I can't sort of underscores one of the problems is that I don't really have control over that. What I have control over is I'm going to exercise twice a day. I'm going to do extra exercise compared to what I have been doing. I'm going to push things a little harder. I'm going to put my core into shape. I'm going to slim down to the best of my ability. And that involves some diet and exercise and planning and some other behaviors that are within my control. There are things that I can do. And so when I think about the writing, I want to think about the things that I can do. And one of those things is starting this month, committing to spending more time putting words on the page. We'll see how that works out. But I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.